Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days.
Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. All of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishments upon Himself so that we could have a fresh start clothed in His righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh, blessed is He who comes in the name of Yahweh. Father, I pray everything that is said today honors and glorifies You and Your Son, Yeshua, that anything not from You would fall to the ground, and only Your words would be heard by those that need to hear them. In Yeshua's name, Amen. Today we are going to start an in-depth study of biblical healing. Why is there so much sickness among believers today? We all know that the Bible says, by His stripes we are healed. But what else does it say? Yeshua's and the disciples' healings were immediate in the first century, and we are told that those who believe would be able to lay hands on the sick and they would be healed. Sadly, we have been inundated with false faith healers for the last century at least. Which ones are false and who can we believe? We've pretty much given up on being able to actually lay hands on someone and see them completely and immediately healed without the need for a doctor or prescriptions, etc. Our prayers for healing often end up something like this. Please give the doctors wisdom to do what needs to be done for complete healing and a speedy recovery and the means for us to pay for this. Do we pray for a job with good benefits and a good health insurance plan just in case we or our loved ones get sick? Does Yahweh need doctors and insurance to heal His people? Does He want to be glorified through what doctors and insurance can accomplish, sharing His glory for His healing with them? I, of course, can't speak and don't want to speak for Yahweh, but perhaps we should each consider these questions for ourselves. Let's become informed from Yahweh's Word as to what He actually says about healing, and then let's pray for the faith it takes to completely believe it. There are several people that I have spoken to and heard of who testify to miraculous healings that take place all the time in third world countries. Why don't those healings happen in the United States? Perhaps we are putting our faith for healing in another God without even realizing it. Yeshua healed many people during His ministry. So did His disciples, both before and after His crucifixion and resurrection. We are told in Scripture, His Word is our helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:7. And through His Word, He is our shield, Psalms 119:14 and Proverbs 30, verse 5, against all enemies and trials, including sickness and disease. Sickness and disease are attacks by the enemy which can only be administered with Yahweh's permission, as we read in the book of Job. Just as Satan, or the enemy, was allowed to test Job, he was also allowed to tempt or try Yeshua in the wilderness. It then stands to reason that he would also be allowed to tempt or test us as well. How did Yeshua overcome the testing of the enemy in the wilderness? He repeatedly stated, "It is written." See Matthew 4. and quoted the word of Yahweh as written in the Old Testament, which were the only scriptures written at that time. The enemy also used scripture repeatedly, twisting it out of context and or using it in a way that would contradict or disregard other parts of Yahweh's word. He was trying to tempt Yeshua to use scripture for his own purposes and glory and not for the Father's. It is therefore very important that we study and know all of scripture, all of his word, in both the Old and New Testaments, in context, from beginning to end, and refer to it often in our daily walk. Yeshua has promised to send the Holy Spirit, or set-apart Spirit, to his followers, who will then bring to remembrance all that he said. John 14:26. Can he bring to our remembrance something that we have not read and studied in context at least once? Once we join Yahweh's covenant people through Yeshua, then we belong to him and the enemy has no place in us. Please turn to the following scriptures regarding Yeshua's many healings and read the entire passages in context. Matthew 4:24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 8:13. And Yeshua said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Take notice that Yeshua's healings were immediate and did not require the help of a doctor or prescription drug. So were the disciples' healings. They did not refer the sick person to a doctor or pharmacy. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Matthew 9:20-22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, and touched the hem, probably the tzitzit, of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Yeshua turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Here's another scripture where others were healed by touching Yeshua's tzitzit. Matthew 14:35-36. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 12:15. But when Yeshua knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 12:22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Matthew 14:14. And Yeshua went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 15:30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Yeshua's feet, and he healed them. Matthew 19:2. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21:14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark 1:34. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils. Mark 3:10. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Luke 4:40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 5:15. But so much the more went their fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 6:17. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. Luke 6:18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went from him virtue, and he healed them all. Luke 8:47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Luke 9:11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of Elohim, and healed them that had need of healing. Luke 9:42. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tore him. And Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. Luke 14:4. And they held their peace, and he took him, and healed him, and let him go. Luke 17:15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified Elohim. Luke 22:51. And Yeshua answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. John 21:25. And there are also many other things which Yeshua did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Yeshua healed so many during his ministry on this earth that they couldn't even be all recorded. He undoubtedly had the power to heal. He even had the power to share that power with his disciples, as we can see in the following scriptures. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Mark 6:12-13. And they, the disciples, when Yeshua sent them out while he was still with them, went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. There was one sick youth who was possessed by an unclean spirit, which the disciples could not cast out or heal. Why? That is the same question that the disciples had. Mark 9:28. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. Then after Yeshua was resurrected and ascended to the right hand of the Father, the disciples were filled with the power of the Holy Set-Apart Spirit in order to fulfill the great commission of spreading the good news of the kingdom and Yahweh's salvation, Yeshua, to all of the earth. They were again given power to heal. Acts 3:6-9. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee. In the name of Yeshua Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Elohim. And all the people saw him walking and praising Elohim. It was for Yahweh's glory and the glory of his Son that the disciples were given the power to heal, and they were very careful to give all of the glory to him. Acts 5:16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Acts 8:7. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts 14:9-10. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts 28:8-9. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in, and prayed, and laid his hands on him, and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. We have first-hand records of the healings that both Yeshua and his disciples performed during the first century. That was then, what about now? We know he can heal us, but will he heal us? That may be the question that we all have in our minds when we're faced with illness. In Mark 16:17-18, we are told, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Do we truly believe this? Is this promise even for us today? Stay tuned. Thou art made whole, sin no more. In John 5:14, this is what Yeshua himself told the paralytic man after he healed him. Since Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as we're told in Hebrews 13:8, wouldn't this also be his instruction to us today? After Yeshua findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." Once we enter into covenant with our Creator through Yeshua, his Son, it is our responsibility to obey all that he commands, Deuteronomy 12:28. I believe Yeshua still very much wants to heal his people today. Yahweh wants us to seek him for his healing and glorify his name today. Not unlike ancient Israel, many believers today have left him and his covenant. We are the ones who have broken or do not have faith in his covenant promises, including the promise of healing. We have fallen into idolatry and don't even know it because many church teachings have strayed so far from the truth. We have indeed inherited lies, Jeremiah 16:19, and our shepherds have led us astray, Jeremiah 50:6. Have we sought out shepherds who would tickle our itching ears, 2 Timothy 4:3, with pleasant messages, things that we want to hear instead of what we need to hear? One such lie, the law of the Old Testament, is done away with, nailed to the cross with Jesus. I know many of us that are listening to this radio station today have already come to the realization that there were things that we learned in the church that just weren't quite according to Scripture. As many of us come out of the church and have come out of the church and we're seeking the entire Word of Yahweh to see just what He really did say, we need to remember all of the promises that He has made to us, that we are grafted into through Yeshua. Many in the churches have stopped personally searching the Scriptures for truth and instead have taken pleasure in unrighteousness, and therefore he has allowed us to believe a lie when we were in the church. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. In this same passage it says unrighteousness comes because his people love not the truth. What is the truth that we don't love which leads us to unrighteousness? 1 John 2:4 says, "He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." The truth is that we should love, not do away with his commandments or instructions, Torah in the Hebrew. King David, a man after Elohim's own heart, loved the commandments. Read Psalms 119 and 1 Samuel 13:14. Some may tell you that 1 John is speaking of Yeshua's commandments and not the commandments in the Old Testament. Let's examine in context whose commandments they are that the liar, according to Scripture, does not love nor keep. His commandments. Are they Yeshua's commandments or the commandments of Yahweh as given in the Old Testament? For that matter, would Yeshua's commandments even differ from those given by Yahweh in the Old Testament? Consider, Yeshua is the Word of Yahweh made flesh, John 1, and Yeshua himself told us, he spoke only the words that the Father gave him, in John 12:49-50. He said, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." They are one and the same. Yeshua is the Word of Yahweh made flesh, and Yeshua himself told us he says nothing that the Father doesn't give him to say. So then, did Yahweh change his mind about what he wanted his people to obey and give Yeshua different commandments or instructions to put in the New Testament? Consider Malachi 3:6, the last book before the New Testament. "For I am Yahweh, I change not." And also Hebrews 13:8, which tells us Yeshua the Messiah, Yahweh's salvation, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are told in Revelation 13:8 that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the earth. Yahweh's ultimate plan for his people has been the same from the very beginning. He declares the end from the beginning, we are told in Isaiah 46:10. The commandments of Yahweh and Yeshua and the promised blessings for obeying those commandments would therefore be the same and would not have changed from the Old Testament to the New. To truly understand the New Testament and Yeshua's ministry, we need to go back and read the Old Testament from the beginning first. We need to interpret the New Testament in context of the Old, knowing that it would not contradict what was told to us from the beginning. The scriptures that the good Bereans were searching daily to see if the things that Paul said were true, as we're told in Acts 17, were the scriptures of the Old Testament. Yahweh's instructions and prophecies, as recorded through Moses and the Old Testament prophets, were the only scriptures the Bereans and other first-century believers had. The apostles' writings, now known as the New Testament, were not yet available. The disciples' teachings would not have been accepted by first-century believers if they contradicted the scriptures of the Old Testament. In fact, anyone proclaiming another God, a God that contradicted, said, or taught something different than what Yahweh had already said, would have been rejected by any good Berean, as Deuteronomy 13 tells us. Yeshua taught and lived out in fullness the commandments of Yahweh as contained in the Old Testament, not something new or different. He didn't do away with or replace any of them, as he himself tells us in Matthew 5:17-19. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Yeshua lived out completely and fulfilled the requirement in the law that death is the mandated punishment for sin. Yeshua, who did not sin, willingly took upon himself our sins and died in our place so we could have eternal life and be healed. Also in this passage, Yeshua goes on to say, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Heaven and earth are still here, and not all is fulfilled. Therefore, nothing can have passed from the law, according to Yeshua's own words. We'll continue this discussion next week, starting with the new commandment that Yeshua gave his disciples. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son to live among us 2,000 years ago. You sent him to heal us and show us how to live for you. Thank you, Father, that his promises are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your promises are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father, that we can believe and trust in everything that you've said. Once we're grafted in to your covenant through Yeshua, all of your promises are for us, even today. So help us to believe, Father. Help us to put our trust completely and entirely in you and your word and what Yeshua did on the cross in our place, that he has healed us. Father, I just pray right now for the faith of everyone that's listening, that they would believe and trust only in you and glorify you and your Son, Yeshua, with everything that we say or do. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Thank you, Abba. Thank you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Today's discussion has come from our book, which is called, If God Can Heal His People, Why Is the Church So Sick? You're welcome to go to our website, www.hiswordheals.com, and download the Kindle version of this book absolutely free, if you would like to know more. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to continuing this conversation and praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.